Are out of the kingdom. It also, if you look the last verse, it almost talks about the church building as the kingdom, if you look at the second one, although that's probably symbolic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it talks then about that it is that church, so the place where God's kingdom is at work, or is present in this world, is in the church, and that's the thing that's going to go to heaven, if you look at the fourth verse. That's what's going to go to heaven. Okay? So we have a vision of what the kingdom is, huh? The kingdom is the church. The kingdom is maybe a little bit here now in the church, but really it's in heaven. Huh? At the end. After. That's when the kingdom is. Okay? Now we're going to take a look at a song. And I think we're going to do this one. Jesus Cristo é esperança para o mundo. You want to tell a little bit about this song, then? Did you have them in order here? No.
This song was written and actually recorded to go to the Lutheran World Federation meeting in Geneva. Must have been 83 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And it would happen to be written by two peach farmers that were in our church. These two young men that raised peaches for a living, and they wrote this song.
I don't even know if we can get it all on here.
We can't.
We'll turn off the lights. Yeah, well, we'll move it. Lynn is leaving out a part.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Why don't you tell them? You can...
I recorded it with them, and they sent the recording over to... Went over to Geneva, too, as part of the Brazilian's contribution to that conference.
So she is playing the flute. She is singing ooh ooh in the background. They wouldn't let her sing too much because we have accents. But and she also helped do the arrangement of the song. So we'll just sing a little bit of the Portuguese just to give you a flavor. And the melody here is a cowboy song. They took a cowboy song from their tradition, the gaúcho or gaucho, that's somewhat similar to the Argentines. And this is how it goes.
Alegre o futuro anuncia, afunda nas sombras da noite, a luz e o bem do dia. Vem o meu reino, Senhor, a festa da vida, a alegria, a nossa espera é a dor, transforma em bela alegria. A nossa espera é a dor, transforma em bela alegria.
We could go on and on with that one.
It's a long
song. I don't know, dude. Can we sing this in okay, let's sing verses. Let's sing, boy, that's going to be tricky. We sing the first one and the sixth one. I'll have to run down there and, let's do this. Let's do this. We just sang the first verse. So let's do 2 and 6. And we'll sing the chorus in the middle up there. In the middle, okay? 2, the bud of your hope.
The bud of your hope is sprouting, a token of flowers in spring. A world to arise, no doubting, with justice and joy that you bring. Your kingdom come, Jesus Christ. Joy of the world we create, our hope and all many longings transformed in the fullness of life. Our hope and all of many longings transformed in the fullness of life.
Now 6.
The seeds of your kingdom we bear. Our future is God in store.
Theologians agree it's God's kingdom brought in by Jesus Christ. But what is it? Where is it? When in it? When is it? Any ideas? What does it show here? What does it talk
first
about kingdom?
First verse shows something.
Okay. Oh, first verse shows something too. Okay, let's see what we got. Uh-huh. Interesting. Anybody have any ideas?
It's here on this planet now.
It is here on this planet. Uh-huh.
But it's beyond our time.
But it's beyond our time. Mm-hmm. But
a little beyond.
A little beyond.
Not
what's little?
Yeah, what's little? Huh? The kingdom of God is at hand. Said
I
Jesus.
Read someone over here say peace.
Peace? Hey? But it's interesting, what is it that announces it? In the first verse. It's the future that announces the kingdom. It's the future talking to the present. If you can imagine that. Okay, no war, no disaster, no crime, no more desolation. Anything else that you notice? What do we have here in the second verse? A world is arriving. Huh? Something that's not here is coming. There's something that's coming to the world. You notice the movement's different. Huh? The other one, even the first song we sang was, we are sheep that the shepherd will lead away. And here it says, we are here and God is coming toward us. Huh? Yeah?
The coming of the changing of world.
Coming of the changing of worlds, okay? A new world here.
A world recreated.
New world of trust. Huh? And where do we find the kingdom? Let's see once.
Verse 3.
If you look at verse 6 there.
It's an honor.
Yeah, we bear the seeds of the kingdom. Huh? Somehow, the kingdom is related to us. Mm-hmm. It's not strictly out there, but somehow we're involved in it. Huh? Now, I think that we Lutherans, I hope that we Lutherans can talk that way too. But we don't always talk that way. And it's certainly like in that one in the song that some of you said you didn't like, it says, goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. Huh? God's truth abides still, the kingdom reigns forever. Kingdom doesn't include any of that. But here it's a whole different thing. Just daily food, huh? Love, having from love all the treasure. A world without hate. Systems, talks about systems. So there'll be new systems, things will be different. Huh? The vision here is of a kingdom is of this world transformed to be God's world. Thy kingdom come on earth. On earth. There's another song we're not going to sing, but I'd just like to take a look at. And let's see, what is the name of that one? Oh. No, we're not there yet. Okay, I want to take a look at number 4 in the BSW. What is that?
Okay.
So we're just going to take a look at another word of the song here. I think it's
Your Kingdom Come.
Okay. Could someone read the verses? Someone read the first verse for us.
Oh, Jesus Christ, your kingdom is the hope of our history. It's a road of struggle hardly opened by our hands. It was sealed, Christ, by your suffering and confirmed by your love. For the sake of human freedom, come now, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Somebody else read 2.
Oh, Christ Jesus, your kingdom is for us the good leaven, it's the light of the justice ever visible to all. By the will of God begotten, it is offered to us now. For the sake of human freedom, come now, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Okay, and let me just get this over here. Somebody could read three.
O Christ Jesus, your kingdom brings the world to your judgment, and the greed of so many is revealed and so unmasked. It is hope for every life conquering pain in our despair. For the sake of human freedom, come now, Jesus our Lord, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Okay, now what kind of vision of the kingdom, again, do we see here? It is the hope of what? That's an interesting theme there.
The hope of history.
The hope of history.
Our history points toward it.
Yeah, our history points towards the kingdom. It's not that the kingdom is escaped from history. The kingdom is the...
the culmination.
Culmination of history. Now, there's a whole different, you know, if you operate with that in your head, as to what we're involved in this world, you will look at the world differently, I think. You certainly do, I hope so. Then if you think, well, we're here to put in our time, and if we're good, God will take us to heaven. No, this is the stuff of which God will make his kingdom, or her kingdom. And as long as we are involved, and if we are involved in that, God can use that stuff we do. Even if it's full of sin and imperfection, God can somehow use it. It's important to God. And the shape of the kingdom will somehow be influenced by what we do. That's exciting. It's also scary. But it says that somehow what I do with my neighborhood and in my family. Yeah, Scott.
You know, it's interesting that the prayers that those essentially are, that those the appeals are, that they make to God are not, on one hand, a lot different than a personal appeals that we have in church and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for peace in our home and safety for our children and so on and so forth. But the systematic element of it is so key to it.
That's right.
That there is a real problem out there that's been identified.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And can't be ignored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you all catch? Yeah.
I was going to say, that becomes much more central to that prayer and to that song.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The oppression, the systematic breakdown.
The systematic part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you all catch that? That's saying we pray, they pray there as we pray here. Give us, we pray that you would keep our children in peace, that you would keep our family whole. And we usually stop there. And they say, and Lord, in order to do that, we need to overthrow, we need to change the city government. Or we need clean water, Lord, because my babies are dying. They go, they take that step, they look and say, we need to, otherwise there will be nobody to pray here pretty soon.
And when you have clean water, you pray that they won't get run over by a bus that drives by if you happen to live in urban
areas. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Urban a lot of places.
Yeah, exactly.
It was interesting that when we sang 368, I love your kingdom, Lord. Many songs that we have in the LBW are in the singular.
They went through a lot of them trying to take that out.
Yes.
Get it out.
No, yeah. I know. I mean, there was some conscious struggle on their part too, but there are a lot of songs that are in the singular. And the problem is analyzed in the singular. Often the solution is the singular. God saves the sinner. Many songs that we deal with in Latin America are in the plural. Are in the plural. Let's see if I can. What's number 12 here?
Every father returns from captivity from the bottom of Jesus Christ.
Okay. We're almost out of time, aren't we?
Yeah.
The God our Lord will lead us out of desolation. It is going to seem we're dreaming. Then will our mouths be filled with exultation. In joy forever will we sing. The God our Lord will gracious in the future appear. It is going to seem we're dreaming. Then joyfully we'll see the kingdom near and the fulfillment of his freedom. The God our life will be for us the sole delight. It is going to seem we're dreaming. Our wondering eyes will contemplate his light, the color of a bright new world. The God our Lord will reunite us on his day. It is going to seem we're dreaming. And all our tears will have been wiped away. Heaven and earth will then be one. That's a beautiful song, yeah. We're going to take a look at another song from the LBW. Yes, 492. 492. And we're going to take a look, we're going to shift a little bit. I think this will probably be our last theme. New life. New life, what is it? Both theologies affirm that something happens to those who are in a new relationship with Christ. Lutherans say that. If you know Christ, we say, traditional terms, if Christ is in your heart, then you live differently. You have a new life. Liberation theologians say the same thing. But that something, what is it that's different, it is not always the same. And so that's what we're going to look at now. Let's take a look at 494. And 492, yes, I'm sorry. And let's sing 1 and 2. First and second. You're missing something too, but it's interesting. It's interesting how many times we put it and leave it in the personal, just the singular. Okay, what is new life? How is new life defined here? What is the guiding metaphor for this song?
Walking with Jesus.
Walking with the Master. Huh? So Jesus is walking, and I'm walking beside Jesus. Okay.
In service.
Pardon?
In service.
That's right. And what does that service include? What is that service about? Does the song tell us what kind of service?
Helping the stimulus hearts of those who.
Helping move hearts. Anything else it does?
Kind words. Helping me to bear the strain of toil.
Bearing
the fret of care.
Bearing the strain and fret. Okay. Okay. In work, the third one talks about in work that keeps faith sweet and strong, and trust that triumphs over wrong. Okay, so it means helping the slow of heart. It's got that image of guiding the wayward home. That's new life in Christ, is I'm walking with Jesus and helping the other people walk with Jesus too. We're going to walk together and we're going to go home somewhere. Where's home? Okay, now we're going to take a look at a song from Brazil that I can still remember. Yeah, our kids... One of the first times we came home on home leave and went around the churches, our kids played, one of them played a matchbox. He had a little matchbox that he did some rhythm with. Still can see him standing in front of the church doing that. Now he's 13 and into computers. Okay? See what kind of vision of the new life this one brings. We're kind of running out of time, so we'll sing it in English. You can follow along. Sing along with us if you can.
Singing the new song of the world, people who wait in heaven.
Oh, I remember this one. This is a translation that is impossible to sing. Some poor Brazilian tried to do this in English.
Sing it in Portuguese.
Sing it in Portuguese. Yeah, sing it in Portuguese. You watch the words. You do the words in English.
Thank you
for that permission.
Quando o novo canto da terra, o homem que ama a esperança, tua reconstrução.
the new life involved. What else is new?
Here it is. New language.
New language, huh? New tongue of the people, a new language of the people.
And words which have more meaning.
Yeah, words which have more meaning, O Lord, words that come from the heart. It's interesting that they, how they translated this. In Portuguese it says that Jesus came here to live, and here he also was killed, and he came to earth to stay, and he comes to lutar with me, means to fight or struggle with me, not just to live. Vem comigo lutar, he comes to struggle with me. Now, I don't know if that means he has to wrestle me and throw me in the dirt sometimes. Good Lord has to do that too. But to also struggle with me in my struggle to transform, to sing that new song of the world.
Does the Portuguese say me or does it say us as it's translated?
Let's see. Me. This one is a me song. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a world.
Come to a long come.
But can that
community
father without the
Yeah.
Conmigo.
Ven conmigo lutar. Come to struggle with me. Yeah. It's got some we's in it and it's got some I's in it. This one is a mixed one. Yeah. Second verse says, we're living a life which is new and good. We long to see all the people, O Lord, love you and live more like you. We're working to change the way of the world, make it love you more deeply, O Lord, than it has loved you before. Interesting. The other song we sang, "O Master, Let Me Walk With You," has some things that are similar.
Yeah.
It does. But it talked about changing the ways of the heart, changing another person. And here it talks about changing the ways of the world, which is a wider thing. It says we want to work on the structures and the systems in our world that support life. Everything that starts with everything, from the way the family is organized to the way the government is organized, to the way the church is organized. All of that stuff is part and parcel of what it means to be a person. And if you don't deal with that, from a Christian perspective, you're not going to do much, except maybe touch a heart. And touching a heart, if you leave the rest of the person untouched, what have you got? Huh? A heart without a body is not good for anything. Okay? Anything else in this song that grabbed you? We got 3 minutes. Let's sing a struggle song from Luke, from the LBW, 495. Lynn came along faithfully many times when she would have rather not come. After hearing the sermon, same sermon for 6 times, you know, why do you want to do it again? But we have no piano, no organs, no instruments, and people sitting there, and you know, there she was, wearing her nails out, trying to get some life into the congregation. And so she learned. She knew a little guitar when she went to Brazil, but knew a lot more after 10 years. Okay, this is interesting. It says we're involved in the battle. Now there's a battle, and it talks about the battle more than in just personal terms, I think.
Mm-hmm. Ever since high school, I thought this song, especially the second verse, was a little odd for Lutherans. You know, I knew it was different.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. I didn't know how or why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, deeds of love and mercy are what would make the kingdom come. It says somehow that our participation in the kingdom is when we do love, we do mercy, that the kingdom comes. And again, it's not us taking off like, you know, superheroes up to the heaven. But that the kingdom comes and it's planted here, it is recreated, transforming this reality to be the kingdom. Okay. Oh, I have three more sheets of paper I could, yeah. And a whole bunch more songs, but it's 10 to 8 at chapel time. By the way, I would invite you to each take your hymn book over to chapel with you. That way I don't have to carry them all myself. And there are two books. Lynn, you have a copy of that already. Yeah. We requested that two books be purchased for the bookstore. This one, Lutheran Liberation, A Latin American Perspective, is written by Walter Altman. He was my advisor for a thesis that I wrote a couple of years ago. He's a Brazilian, even with the name Walter Altman. He's a good German background, born in Brazil, second, third generation Brazilian. And he's written a book that looks at Luther, not so much Lutheran theology, but Luther's theology, and quotes Luther extensively and tries to make some connections, build some bridges between the theology that is involved socially, politically, and show how Luther in many ways opened those kind of doors too. So it's an interesting book, Lutheran Liberation, A Latin American Perspective. It's in the bookstore there if you're interested. They have a couple copies. This book unfortunately has not come in yet, but for those of you who are going to be here a few more days, maybe it will come in before you leave. And if you're interested, it's Brazilian Songs of Worship. It's got the songs in English,
Portuguese and Spanish.
Yep.
Notes and chords and a few pictures of mostly of slum children and different...
Some of the realities that Brazilians face.
People working in situations in Brazil.
So we recommend that if you...
harmonies for some of them and...
I was over in Quito, Ecuador.
Oh yeah.
3 years ago for the first meeting of indigenous people as Americans.
Uh-huh.
And one of the great things that I think we as Christian people, Indian people, was able to work as Christians and religion,
mm-hmm.
To be able to get a unity between Indian people,
yes.
of the Americans and the political struggle.
Yes, yes, because it's a survival struggle for people in Brazil especially. They're disappearing as a people. Okay, I thank you for your participation, your presence here this evening. We could go on and on. If there's any other questions or comments, we'll be around. We'll be leaving tomorrow noon. It's been fun being here and sharing this time with you. Thank you very much. It's time to start.
Do it.
First of all, I'm supposed to tell the tape person that we're ready. We are going to be starting in there, Mr. Tape Person. Yes, it's probably going like this. Come on in. There's a certain seat reserved for you up in front.
No, it's for Anna. Watch out.
My name is Ron Basler. This is my wife, Lynn. We, for those of you who have not been in our sessions before, we have been here since Saturday doing sessions relating to our work that we've been doing in Brazil for the past 10, 11 years. We're currently here in the United States doing some study, hoping to go back to Latin America and preferably Brazil, because we finally learned the language. And it would be tough having to learn another one. This is our final session, and the title of it is The Song Reveals the Heart, Lutheran and Liberation Theology. To begin with, I'd like to just set the stage for what we're going to be doing tonight. You're not going to be sitting there listening, hopefully, and not the whole time. July 31st, 1992, a little over a year ago, my father died after a long, difficult illness. And he was buried a couple of days ago, makes a year. Now, I can talk about him, I can think about him, share stories about him without getting choked up. But when I go into church and they start singing, I love to tell a story, what a friend we have in Jesus. Some of the songs that I can remember as a little boy sitting beside him and hearing him sing. He loved to sing, he had a good tenor voice. was a raw tenor voice, you know, one of those, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he just loved to sing. Then I get a lump in here, and the eyes start welling, and I choke up. Now, I know for many of you, you've had that experience. You see, songs are more than just words set to music. That combination of melody and rhythm and word has a way of coming together in a very powerful way, in a way that infiltrates. It goes deep. It goes deep into our lives. And it carries a message, oftentimes, far deeper than any lecture and, unfortunately, most any sermon can ever go. I say that, unfortunately, because I'm a preacher, and so I just know the limits of my word. I believe that when you hear someone singing a song or their favorite song, you are in some way catching a glimpse of their heart. The song reveals the heart. And if you listen to the songs that Christian people sing, you will know something of what is at the heart of their faith, their belief. Now, during the sessions that Lynn and I have done this week, we have touched on some issues and raised some themes that are part of what is called liberation theology. Now, we have done that as ELCA missionaries. That means we are bona fide, certified Lutherans, given the stamp of approval by the Division for Global Mission and sent out and paid for by all of the Lutherans in this country. Now, some people would say, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't be a Lutheran and hold liberation theology. You can't have Lutheran theology and liberation theology together because when they come together, they explode. Mm-hmm. Some people say that. Other people, and others, and I guess I would include us in that, are saying, well, let's not be so quick. I'm not going to solve that one for you tonight, and I'm not going to do a lecture about what's liberation theology. What we're going to do is we're going to look at some songs. We're going to look at some songs that come out of the LBW, and we're going to look at some songs that come out of the Christian experience in Latin America, both Catholic and Protestant, and we're going to say, okay, now let's see, well, how do they compare? Maybe they do completely contradict each other, and you got to choose one or the other. Maybe there's some ways to build bridges. So, that's what we're going to do tonight. And this is going to be our guide. We've got four things we're going to look at. We might not get to all of them, and if we don't, that's fine. But the first one is, Jesus Christ is the answer. What is the question? I would say that both Lutheran theology, let's talk about theology. I mean, it's a little more abstract at the moment, because there are Lutherans who are liberation theologians and whatever. Lutheran theology and liberation theology both say, yes, Jesus is important. In fact, Jesus is the answer. But what's the question? What is it that ails us? What is the problem that Jesus answers? So let's take a look at that. What do Lutherans say? Well, let's start by looking at 291. Hymn 291. Now, I hope you guys all went to choir practice at 6:15, because your voices better be warmed up. We're going to sing. They know it. These are all good Lutherans. Yes. Wait a minute. Does everybody have a hymn book? Access to a hymn book. If you can share with someone, there's a. There you go. If you slide next to. Okay. When the next person comes, Elena, you can share with that person, right? Okay. Let's just sing the first verse, and then we're going to look at the rest of the verses, too.
Being aware of the words as you sing.
Yes, try and focus on the words as you sing. Try not to think that you're in church and you're wondering, you know, did I turn on the roast beef now, or I wonder if we're close to the end. Okay?
Jesus, sinners will receive, may they all the same ponder, who in sin's illusion sail, and from God and heaven wander. Here is hope for all who breathe, Jesus, sinners will receive.
Okay, You're doing so well, I think we don't even need to sing another verse. Let's look at the words now, all the verses, including the first one. What is the problem? How is it that Lutherans who sing this song, how is it that they see the problem in the world? What is it that ails us? Anybody got some ideas? Grab a phrase.
Sin's delusions.
Okay, we're deluded.
We live in sin's delusion.
We live in sin's delusion. Okay, anything else? What else? What's our condition? What's our state?
From God, away from God.
Okay, we're wandering, it says. There's a word there. We're wandering away from God. Let's see, anything else? Anything else that grabs your eye there? Huh?
Experiencing grief.
Experiencing grief, or we, in fact, what does it say? We deserve. It says we deserve but grief and shame. Huh? I mean, we are down there and we deserve grief.
In the first verse, here is hope for all who
grieve. Hope for all who grieve. Second verse.
Second verse.
Yes, I got it. Yeah, second verse says we don't deserve anything. We deserve grief and shame, okay? So we are low, and we deserve punishment. Okay? What is it that we need?
Pardon, peace.
Pardon, peace.
And life.
And life. Okay? Anything else? Okay, third verse. What is our problem?
Lost our way.
We are sheep who have lost our way. Okay? We need shepherds. Okay? Let's see. I think it's sinners again. I think maybe that sums up. Okay? So we've got, we are lost. We are suffering from delusions. We are in sin's delusions. We deserve grief. That's how this song says, that's how this song analyzes the world. That is the problem, huh? That's the problem, right? And how is it then that God fixes it? What are the fixing words in there?
Grace.
Invitation.
Hope. Invitation.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Free pardon, someone said.
Free salvation.
Free salvation. Okay, so there you go. The problem is sinfulness. The problem is lostness, my lostness, and Jesus is the answer because Jesus is the finder, Jesus is the pardoner. Huh? Okay, that's one way. That's one answer. That's one answer to the question. But it's important to know there are other ways to ask and answer that question. Let's take a look here. Now, any of you wants to donate an overhead projector to hold it. Look at this one. I mean, it's got a crack in the middle, and it's so bad we got to turn off the lights.
Well, I think is that good enough?
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Now, if you can't, I can turn the screen a little bit, maybe for you all over here.
You can bring the screen up, Ron.
Pardon?
Bring the screen up so the words are a little larger.
Okay.
They get larger going up?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep, they do.
Don't get the sprinkler.
Yeah, right. When it's going back,
go back. Yes, get
it. Oh, yes, it gets
strangled.
There you go.
Strangled.
You were right.
Because when I pulled the
deck, yes, Lynn had it. I think she had it psyched out there.
It's my visual dyslexia.
Visual dyslexia. Okay. Now, can you read it? Can you see it? If you can't see it, shift around so you can see it. Okay. Now, this is a song that we are. That we sing in Brazil? Yes. And what we're going to do, we'll just do something for fun. We'll sing the first verse for you in Portuguese. Okay? And you can just kind of look at the words up there. And then we'll go back and we'll sing the whole thing.
Here's one of our fancy little Brazilian hymn books. With just the words and do, la, and re.
No notes.
Do, re, mi, they use for the chord symbols.
Many of the churches do have hymn books.
Yeah.
But where the church is alive, they use these kind of things. So we'll sing the first verse, and then we'll go back, and you can sing with us on the first verse English. Well, first verse Portuguese.
Não é vida, vida que se vive por engano. Essa triste vida que não tem calor humano. Pois viver a vida é muito mais do que a e viver a vida que só é sobrevivência. Jesus Cristo é a vida do mundo. Jesus Cristo é a vida do mundo.
Okay, well, let's try it in English, huh?
Yeah, try it.
That's easy.
The problem. the translation was done by a couple of Brazilian men, and one, the words don't fit too easily sometimes. You have to kind of...
You know how translations
sing
are.
Quick, sing quickly to get a minute.
So we'll try it. You don't worry about it. Just go with it. Sing as well as you can.
It's no life, no life at all that's rooted in deception. It's no life when human warmth is missing from perception. Living is a whole lot more than scrambling for survival. Going through the motions with your neighbor as a rival. He is a strife.
Sing the other ones. But it's interesting to notice what was our question? Jesus is the answer, but what is the question? What's the problem? What is the difficulty? What is the pain that this song describes? There's a lot of them in there, because that's what the song is about. So what is it? What's the problem here?
Deception.
Deception, slavery,
missing perception.
What was that? Perception?
Human warmth is missing.
Human warmth is missing, okay.
Going through the motions.
Going through the motions, like it's just, why is it going through the motions?
With your neighbor. Competing.
Competing, competition, okay.
Scrambling for survival.
Scrambling, okay. Okay. Let's take a look at the second one. What do we got here? Some of them are already mentioned. What is it that's lacking?
Money.
Money, okay. Money.
Voice and shelter.
Voice, shelter.
No future.
No future. Yeah, no future. Interesting. For many of the people that we work, not all of the people we work with, many people we worked with in Brazil, for them the future was the next meal. No future, okay?
Tyranny.
Tyranny? Okay, anything else?
Fear of death.
Fear of death. Okay, you notice how different that is from the other one. The other one was talking about what's wrong with me inside. Delusion, sin. This one talks about what's wrong with me inside, but puts it in terms of hunger. I'm hungry. I'm so stressed out because I gotta scramble like a dog to make it. It's a different analysis of the question, the problem. Okay? Now, how is it that Jesus helps? Somebody can read aloud the last verse for us. Anybody read that aloud for us? Somebody can see it.
Transform.
Okay? Somebody read the whole thing.
It is life, authentic life, that Jesus has to offer, working with us to transform our world where people suffer. Tyranny shall be no more and all oppression vanish. In his kingdom full of joy, the fear of death is banished.
Okay. So again, Jesus is the answer. Yes. But does he lead lost sinners? Well, that's not the focus of the song. The focus of the song is different. Somebody picked up that word there, transform. Jesus is at work, transforming.
Working with us.
Working with us to transform the world where people suffer. That's why he's the Savior. That's why he's the Lord. Because he's the one who's in charge of transforming things. Making things different. And not necessarily like lost sheep taking us to heaven, but transforming this world. Transforming the place where my kids have to die at 3 or 4 years old because they don't have enough food to eat. You see how this song comes out of a different situation. Okay? Anything else that grabs you about Jesus Christ, the life of the world? Jesus Christ, life of the world.
They look like first century Christians.
Well, in what way? Go ahead, Steve.
The Romans. Uh-huh. The Davidic Messiah was supposed to take them over to the Romans and banish them and feed the people, bring away tyranny and oppression, and keep my kids from dying at Roman hands, and they don't feed us enough, etc. They struggle like dogs to get by.
Well, the people definitely identify with not so much first century Christians, but with the slaves in Egypt. One of the central defining models, metaphors for them is we are the people in slavery and bondage. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you a list of who are the oppressed. Yeah.
There's a couplet in verse 2 that just grabbed me totally. That living ought to be more like a wonderful adventure with the freedom to move out in any kind of venture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The idea that I ought to be able to feel secure enough that I can take a joyful risk.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought of that last night. I enjoyed the presentation that Ron Burke had last night about rest. You don't have to chase rabbits all the time. But for most of the people in the world, that isn't even an option. I know it's not an option for many of the people in the United States either. You know, to say, guys, you got to take your day off, got to be cool, got to call. Hey, you know, most people in the world, they have to go every waking moment just to survive. Yeah, and life is not an adventure. Huh? It's a struggle. Anything else with this song? If not...
Oh, there's lots.
Yes, there's lots.
Memory is not enough to keep a person going?
Yeah, that phrase always grabs me. Huh? Vida... How does it go in Portuguese again? Pois viver a vida é muito mais do que a lembrança. Living a life is so much more than... remembering. You've got to have hope. Well, basically, I think it says, you know, we need hope for the future.
Yeah.
And the future is defined as life here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
At the same time, it's not just death that's, you know, the problem, but fear of death. I think that's interesting.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
just the physical comforts, but the fear that comes with it. The fear of, well, what am I going to eat tomorrow? And you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For this reason, the Brazilian government was not giving visas to Lutherans and Roman Catholics who were going to work with the people in Brazil. At the time that we went, it was a long kind of struggle.
Took us 3 years.
Struggled to get the visas, and that was because they were giving them freely to Pentecostal churches who would tell the people, "Oh, just put up with everything because you're going to get heaven,
pie in the sky, by and by idea."
And so they bonded those people, they give them visas right away because they said, be content, don't do anything against the government, don't struggle for better wages or better laws or better working conditions, because later, in your next life, you're going to get it all. But Lutherans and Catholics were not telling the people that. They were telling them, we're going to work together and get sewers for you now, we're going to get water for you now, we're going to work and
it was very, yeah, very interesting
here.
When our person who works with the national government to get visas, he went to talk to the Secretary of Justice, and the guy opened up his desk and pulled out our church's newspaper, the Brazilian church's newspaper. I mean, they knew what our theology was. Imagine that, you know, that somebody in the government was watching the theology of these churches and said, you know, do we want these guys in here or not? There were no dummies. No dummies.
One of the Lutheran pastors was thrown in jail because he called some of the politicians chicken thieves. They steal from the people to kill
them. All he did was get up on a stage and say that our army and our leaders are worse than chicken thieves. And he was processed.
He spent more than a year in prison.
He was sort of under house arrest kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so far we've looked at one thing that's very central to Lutherans. Lutheran theology says that the center is God's graceful action in Christ to save the sinner, to justify the sinner. Okay, we are saved by grace through faith. The center of liberation theology is a different center. There's no argument about that. For liberation theology, the center is liberating action in union with Christ. Huh? And by liberating action, I mean action that helps people survive and regain that dignity, transform. Okay? Now, Orthodox Lutheranism, not all Lutherans, because I'm a Lutheran and some of you are Lutherans, but Orthodox Lutheranism has tended to see sin in personal individual categories. Sin is what happens inside of me. Liberation theology tends to say sin is, first of all, what is in the structures that rakes people over the coals and rips the heart out of their lives. That's sin. Sin is oppressive structures.
Corporate communities.
Corporate communities, yeah. Now, we could discuss about how maybe both of those are true. I just would like to leave you with this thought. When Luther proclaimed his doctrine, we are saved by grace through faith, the effects of that were more than just changing his personal life and the personal life of his parishioners. Good grief! He shook up the thing that was the most powerful institution of the time, the church. It was a social, political dynamite. And not just something that left everything just the way it was and just changed hearts. Okay, we're going to go on. I know we could go on that one for the next half hour. Let's take a look at another song. Yeah, we're going to do the next topic, the kingdom. The kingdom, whose is it? Oh yeah, I'll turn on the lights. Wake up now, come on Gordy, wake up. This is fun. I met Gordy coming in here on the bus, and it seems we're always running into each other, and he's been laying cement and doing all these kinds of things, so I can give him a bad time. Both theologies pray, "Thy kingdom come." Liberation theologians pray the Lord's Prayer. Lutherans pray the Lord's Prayer. Both agree the kingdom belongs to God. It's God's kingdom. But there's some differences. There are some differences when we begin to ask, what is the kingdom? Where is it? When is it? And so we're going to look at those differences now as we look at two more songs. Let's look at the LBW 229. Let's see if we can share hymnals now. Here's one on the floor. 229. Pass that back. Here's another one. Yeah, this one you will all know. We're going to sing the first. We're going to sing verse 1 and verse 4. Verse 1 and verse 4. This is the theme song of the Lutheran Church. Some Lutheran churches. The oppressor's rod. Okay. Take a look at the fourth verse. What does the kingdom not include? Anybody pick that up? At least it sounds like that to me. Pardon? What does the kingdom not include? If you look at the fourth verse, what does he say can go?
Everything.
Wife,
child, I don't like this song.
Never have liked that song. Right.
House, goods, honor, child.
House, goods, honor, child.
And spouse.
He said, let it all go, but the kingdom is still ours. So in other words, the kingdom is something other than all those things. The kingdom is not those things. What is the kingdom then, according to this song? How do you read it? How do you understand it? What does this kingdom say the song is? Or the song say the kingdom is?
Victory over.
Just says victory over.
Something after this
life. God's word.
It's something after this life. Someone said here, God's word.
Not necessarily after this life, but at least spiritual.
It's something spiritual. It's not something that you can grab on. The kingdom is something else. Whether it is eternal life, and I think we could sing other songs that would talk about the kingdom in terms of eternal life. In fact, let's look at 368.
Okay, I just gonna say.
Okay, stay here 1 second. Yeah.
To someone who has a house, goods, honor, child, and spouse, it can be okay. But when you don't have those things, can you think this would be words of comfort to you?
We're gonna get it. Let's 368. Take a look at 368. Here we go. This should be a good indication for us. The whole song is about the kingdom. Now this is what Lutherans sing, so I assume this is what Lutherans understand to be the kingdom. It's in our hymn book.
I love your kingdom, Lord, the place of your.